So today we are entering into this week 15. How about we read the title together?
If you have it.
Okay. Let's read together. Hebrews, as an exposition of Leviticus. One more time. Hebrews as an exposition of Leviticus. So this week we come to a very important and interesting topic. We see there are two books. One book is Hebrews in the New Testament. The other book is Leviticus in the Old Testament. And he said Hebrew is an exposition of Leviticus. How about we read Roman numeral 1 together?
Leviticus
is a book of types, a book of typology. The most fine and detailed types of Christ are in Leviticus. Actually, we have been in the crystallization of Leviticus for probably a year, right? There are total 24 weeks, and we are now in 15 weeks, the 15th week. So we have been in this book for a long time, and I think we have enjoyed a lot of riches of this book. But this week, it tells us, you know, in order for us to know the book of Leviticus, we also need to know the book in New Testament, Hebrews. And it says, you know, the book of Leviticus is a book of types. What is the type? Types is actually pictures, right? Sometimes we know pictures are even more clear, more important than words. I often like to go to a restaurant I've never been before, but go Google, and I saw some description of the restaurant. But if they show me some pictures,
amen,
I have much better a better idea about what kind of restaurant it is, right? So amen. Actually, it's very important we can see the pictures, and we can also know the plain words.
Amen.
And here he told us, in the Leviticus, we have the most fine and detailed types of Christ. Is this wonderful? The fine and detailed type, most fine and detailed types of Christ in the book of Leviticus. And I think especially in the first half of this lifestyle crystallization of Leviticus, we enter into much detail about Christ as the reality of the offerings. Right? He is the reality of all kinds of offering in the Old Testament.
Amen.
He is the burnt offering. He is the sin offering, trespassing offering. He is the meal offering and the peace offering, and even drink some supplemental offerings, right? With that detail, we know how we can identify ourselves as this offering, and we can come to God. Yeah. As the burnt offering, you know, burnt offerings typify Christ is the only one who is absolute for God. We ourselves, we are not absolute. But we can join Christ, and we can become absolute for God. Right? And also, sin offering is very important for our Christian life. You know, we are all sinners. Without Christ as our sin offering, we don't have any bonus if we come to God. But I think this week give us even more detail about Christ, what Christ is. But without the book of Hebrew, we cannot see how wonderful this Christ is to us.
Amen.
Amen. Then, how about we read Roman numeral 3 together? The central thought of Leviticus is that the universal, all-inclusive, inexhaustible Christ is everything to us, is God to people. As the exposition of Leviticus, the epistle to Hebrews reveal the marvelous, mysterious, and all-inclusive person of Christ. Amen. How about we also read A?
In the book of Leviticus itself,
we cannot see how great, excellent, wonderful, all-inclusive, and inexhaustible is Christ, whom we offer and enjoy as the offerings. For the revelation of all-inclusive in Christ, we need to consider the aspects of Christ that are revealed in Hebrews. Amen. I think the book of Leviticus is wonderful. It tells us all the detail. Hebrew is the exposition of Leviticus. What does this word exposition mean? It means it's a very detailed description and explanation. But this week it also shows us actually, the Hebrew is not only the explanation or detailed description of the Leviticus. It's also the fulfillment of Leviticus.
Yeah.
And this fulfillment is not just, it's not just come true, right? It also shows us there's a transition of ages. We have been from the Old Testament age to the New Testament ages.
Right.
So all of these types, Christ is our offering, or he's our high priest, he's everything to us, have been uplifted. Right. So we see, actually, not Christ is our offering as the way he is in the Old Testament. He's a better offering, right? Before, in the Old Testament, the offering need to be offered every day. But now, Christ as the offering is eternal offering. He's been sacrificed once for all.
Amen.
So this realization of this type is not only on the earth or human way, he had been uplifted into a spiritual, heavenly, and eternal way.
Amen.
And why it can be like this is because, the book of Hebrews revealed to us some very key things. In order to understand that, let's read also B and C together. The Son is the center, the focus of the book of Hebrews. See, in the New Testament, God speaks in the Son, in the person of the Son. And the C, D, in the Godhead of the Son, is the effulgence of the God's glory, and the impress of the substance. So we see, actually, the key in the beginning of this book, Hebrew, Paul showed us this Christ is the Son.
Amen.
And God speaks to us in this Son.
Amen.
So the essence, the key of this book is God speaking in the Son.
Right.
Amen.
And who is this Son? In chapter 1 of Hebrew, show us, emphasize to us, this Son is God himself.
Amen.
He has the divinity, so we see he is, as we sing the hymn earlier, he is the effulgence of the God's glory.
Amen.
Right? So he actually is the expression, or is the reaching out of God's glory to man.
Amen.
So he has the divinity, and he is God himself. And he is the impress of the substance of God.
Amen.
So chapter 1 do show us clearly this Son is divine. He's in the heaven. He, in the past, Now everything was created in him, right? And in the present, he upheld everything.
Amen.
And in the future, he will be the heir of everything from God to him. Amen. So he is this eternal God. We can say that. But there's another aspect I think is very important for his fulfillment of this type in the Leviticus, and this we can see in chapter 2. So I feel we can read these few verses together in Hebrew chapter 2, 9 to 11. It's not totally in this book, so if you have Bible, you can bring up. We can read Hebrew chapter 2, 9 to 11 together.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little inferior to the angels because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death on behalf of everything. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of his salvation perfect through suffering. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one. For who trusts, he is not ashamed to call them brothers.
Amen. So we see the Lord, he can lead us into glory. Amen. Because we are same as him. The sanctifier and the one being sanctified are all of one. So he share everything to us. In other words, he has the full humanity. He is the eternal God, become man, and be just like us. So he's able to bring us to God, bring us to the glory. So he can be the fulfillment of all the types in the book of Leviticus is because he has these two natures. He's the divine God, and he also is a perfect man, and he is able to bring us back.